Let's Go, Brandon Chant Has Its First Birthday. By Warner Todd Houston on October 3, 2022. 1 year ago, the chant Let's Go Brandon was hilariously born after an NBC sports reporter made an attempt to cover up for fans yelling Fuck Joe Biden. The ignominious chant was launched out into the world when NBC sports reporter Kelly Stavast awkwardly attempted to run cover for Joe Biden as she interviewed NASCAR Xfinity Series race winner Brandon Brown after a race. As Stavast spoke to Brown on the track, the crowd in the stands behind her spontaneously broke out in a chant of Fuck Joe Biden live on the air. Knowing that she couldn't acknowledge the vulgar anti-Biden chant, this genius decided to say that the crowd was chanting Let's Go Brandon to encourage the race winner. Brandon, you also told me, Stavast said before being interrupted by the crowd. But Stavast's desire to give Joe Biden an assist kicked into high gear as she then said, as you can hear the chants from the crowd. She added, before claiming that the crowd was saying, Let's go, Brandon. It was an entirely absurd attempt to cover up an anti-Biden chant so uproarious that Let's Go Brandon instantly became a less vulgar replacement for the Fuck Joe Biden chants that had been making the rounds at sporting events for months ahead of the race. For his part, Brandon Brown has had a troubled relationship with the chant featuring his name. Last December, Brown said that the ever-present chant had made getting sponsors for his racing team harder to get, and he felt that his name had become politicized. Brown also said he feared that left-wing zealots would work to cancel him and have his career destroyed just because of the chant and his accidental association with it. But he also attempted to cash in on the slogan when he unveiled the Let's Go Brandon paint theme for his car, a theme that was to be sponsored by a cryptocurrency dealer. But days later, NASCAR put a halt to the sponsorship deal if it included any use of the anti-Biden chant. Regardless, since last year, the chant has become a mainstay on social media, at sporting events, and in politics. For instance, Congressman Jeff Duncan, RSC, was blasted by the press and Democrats for wearing a Let's Go Brandon COVID mask on the U.S. House floor last year. And just last month, a protester interrupted Joe Biden's speech in Philadelphia by yelling out, Let's go, Brandon. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.